On the day Chris Gregoire was sworn into office as Washington's 22nd governor,
I, Christine Gregoire,
do solemnly swear,
a cloud hung over her. Republicans tried to block her inauguration, believing her 129-vote victory over Dino Rossi was illegitimate. Protesters descended on the Capitol, demanding a revote. Marty Brown was Gregoire's legislative liaison and later her budget director.
Oh, my gosh. It was a very tense time.
But Gregoire did not take office tentatively. Brown recalls on day one she made a major executive decision. A previous budget deal called for premiums on low-income families receiving children's health insurance. It could have resulted in nearly 20,000 poor families dropping coverage. Gregoire said no. Brown remembers the new governor came to his office after making that call.
And said, was that okay? And I said, you know, you wanted to be your governor. And she goes, I have to govern. I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but I've got to govern.
It was a wake-up call to me about the power of a governor.
8 years later, Gregoire also vividly remembers that first executive decision.
I had been attorney general for 12 years, felt restrained in what power I had. Then suddenly what we find is the ability to make a decision that will provide health care to so many kids with a stroke of a pen by the governor.
Today, the program is called Apple Health for Kids, and it covers about half the children in Washington. Most of those families still pay no premium.
We had taken a policy position that ought to stand the test of time, whether we're in good or bad times.
In Gregoire's first term, the red-hot economy allowed her and fellow Democrats to pour money into education and health care. Republicans decried a 33% increase in state spending over 4 years and warned at every turn the good times wouldn't last. Here's State Representative Gary Alexander, the ranking Republican on the House Budget Committee in 2007.
We're going to turn a $2 billion surplus into a $2 billion deficit in just a very short period of time.
It wasn't long before that prediction was borne out. To this day, Gregoire defends the spending during her first term as an investment in Washington's future, with 50% of the new money going to education.
Really? We made a mistake? We did something wrong? If we did it, so did 47 other states. So did Europe. So did all of America. We were all in this recession together.
Gregoire was reelected in 2008 in a rematch with Rossi just as the Great Recession was about to wash over the state. The governor would spend the rest of her years in office dealing with the fallout. Initially, federal stimulus dollars softened the blow, but by 2010, the task of cutting the budget to make a balance was taking an emotional toll on the lawyer-turned-governor. She recalls one budget meeting in particular that year.
It was a Saturday morning.
Gregoire had a funeral to go to that afternoon for a woman who was like a second mom to her.
She had had hospice care in the end.
That morning before the funeral, Gregoire's budget staff presented a list of possible cuts to consider in social services. One of them was a proposal to eliminate state funding for hospice.
It was an emotional day for me already because I was going to her funeral, but it was the culmination of cuts. And it was like, now we're going to cut hospice care. How low are we going to go? And then the flow of tears began, and I excused myself and went out for a walk.
In the end, hospice was saved, but many other programs weren't spared. Over four budget cycles, projected state revenues declined by $8.5 billion. Gregoire had run for re-election on a no-new-taxes platform, but as the recession wore on, she would embrace taxes as part of the solution. That did not impress House Republican leader Richard DeBolt, but he does praise Gregoire's ability to broker a deal. He believes a defining moment for the governor was in the last round of budget talks. Negotiations were melting down.
And she was able to keep everybody in the room, and it was hours and hours and hours of negotiations on this, and it would get heated, and she was able to bring everybody back in and say, okay, come on, stay with this. We got to have this.
Gregoire says there were days she asked herself, why did this have to happen on my watch? She knows one of her legacies will be that she led the state through the Great Recession. There's something else Gregoire will be remembered for, same-sex marriage. She came into office a supporter of gay rights, but not marriage.
And it's probably the biggest occasion in which my religion, something that I hold very dear, stood in the way of me doing what I thought was right.
Gregoire is Catholic. In 2011, she changed her position on marriage. As a lawyer, she says she kept coming back to the concept of separate but equal. It didn't sit well with her. It was at Thanksgiving, with her husband and daughters, that she told her family she would not only come out in favor of allowing gay and lesbian couples to wed, but she would lead the effort to pass the legislation.
It resulted in all of us hugging each other and crying. I look back on it, and it was an emotional moment for me.
The bill passed, and this fall withstood a referendum challenge. Gregoire says she is convinced Washington is on the right side of history. But she has paid a personal price.
I don't attend Mass at my parish right now. I go other places. That's it.
Gregoire believes the day will come when she returns to her parish. In the meantime,
I've done what I thought was right. I've done what I think Jesus would say to me. Do the right thing. Love thy neighbor. Respect your fellow human being.
After 8 years in office, Gregoire says she's looking forward to golfing with her husband and driving her own car again. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.